Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
See that long white rope hanging from the hangman's tree? Horse, tie my hands across, tell my mother that I'm finally free. Let me down like a man no one understands. Let me pray, let a poor man pray. Smack that horse so fast with my last dying gasp, my brother could hear me say, give me some water.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Pressure is on Hamas to release the hostages, all of them, or else. President Trump threatening hell to pay unless, well, here are the clear demands from State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce.
All the hostages have got to be released. They need to be released now. The bodies they are holding, everything, everyone needs to be released.
Something different today as the faithful pray in St. Peter's Square for Pope Francis, beginning his fourth week in the hospital. Francis played them a greeting, sounding in fairly strong voice, despite his double pneumonia, saying thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers. The Trump administration rolling back some of the tariffs for businesses that are part of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, both Mexico and Canada, the deal President Trump carved out, investors rattled, stocks tumbling, Dow and NASDAQ down more than 500. This is ABC News. Emergency talks are underway in Europe on boosting military spending there as U.S. support fades. President Trump's envoy to Ukraine and Russia says the U.S. pause on military spending is something Ukrainians brought on themselves. Keith Kellogg saying the best way I can describe it is sort of like hitting a mule with a 2x4 across the nose. How women's rights have eroded. ABC's Sherry Preston on a new study.
30 years after world leaders adopted a historic blueprint to achieve gender equality, a new UN report says women and girls' rights are under attack and that gender discrimination remains deeply embedded in economies around the world. Nearly a quarter of all governments worldwide reported a backlash to women's rights last year. When it comes to domestic violence, the report says a woman or girl is killed every 10 minutes by a partner or family member. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
MyPillow guy Mike Lindell ruled in contempt of court for failing to hand over documents in the defamation suit by voting machine company Smartmatic. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast tonight calls for temperatures down to the mid-20s, west winds 5 to 10 and mostly cloudy. Friday, light snow in the morning, especially south, mixing with rain in the afternoon. Over by the evening, though, a trace accumulation possible. Highs of 40, east winds 5 to 10. Friday night, lows of 20 with a few clouds and plenty of sun. Saturday, highs in the mid-40s. With winds out of the northeast at 5, it's 41 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
WRCO 100.9.
In her hair, from the Ferris wheel spinning at the county fair, looked out from the top and wondered what's out there for me. Every girl in this town's had a Friday. Saturday night that ended in tears in the yellow porch light. Thinking it was love, but it was just 17.
A turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your freak show, and I'm yourself.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
In your drawer when you walked out the room. I sure as hell hope that it ain't diamonds. Don't want to ruin what you had in mind, but if you want to declare your love, there's something you should know.
Yeah. best friend, telling her how it all went down. She's probably cursing my
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Open up. It's the DNR.
Pop, wake up. It's the DNR at the door.
Holy wah. Remnar, whatever you're doing, stop it.
But I ain't done nothing yet. Deer hunting don't open till tomorrow.
Well, let him in.
Hello. You can call me Ranger Tom.
Oh, that wasn't me taking a shot at that buck I saw tonight. And that bang was just the Jimmer firing.
Boom-bitty-boom.
No, I'm not here for that. I'm here because I just saw lights and heard voices up on your ridge.
Could you tell what they said?
Not at first. But then I used my little Orphan Annie's spy decoder ring to decipher the message.
What'd they say?
They said to come see Escanaba in the Moonlight on Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Just $10 admission.
A crummy commercial. Son of a bit. Skit.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
21 minutes after 4 o'clock, the afternoon continues on. Tomorrow, going to be a busy day here in southwest Wisconsin as St. Mary's School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry. That'll be Friday in St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 to 7. The meal will include two pieces of fish, potato, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. Cost for the meal, $12, with the option to add up to three extra pieces of fish for $2 each. Also, in the Viroqua area, you can break bread with community members for a free community meal on Friday at 5:30 at the Other Door in Viroqua, Vernon County's Drop-In Center.
Sometimes a careless word just rolls right off of my tongue. No matter what I do, it leaves you all undone. Hey, baby, no need to go crazy over some little something I say. Can't you see you're the keeper of my heart?
We still got it good, no matter how.
squirrels ain't scoped a single thing, but I love this country world. Hey man, I'm on the lake, but I'm about to float on back. Out here just slinging bait, but ain't hooked one single bass. Oh, what you gonna do, what you gonna do when you got nothing going on? Yeah, I reckon I pack it on up, pack it on up.
The next Aldine Show. just rocking these songs like we're famous, you and me. And this country
on WRCO is sponsored by Jets Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The markets hate messiness, and today's confusion on tariffs saw stocks drop across the board. AI and tech stocks, the biggest losers. The NASDAQ fell 2.6%, the S&P not far behind. President Trump pulled back on Mexican and Canadian tariffs for 1 month at least. Companies call it chaos. Consumers call it confidence shaking, wondering when to buy cars, even produce. What does the president say?
Nothing to do with the market. I'm not even looking at the market because long term, the United States will be very strong with what's happening here.
A federal judge denying the request from USAID contractors to block the mass termination of their contracts, says the State Department.
It doesn't mean that we're not going to be doing foreign aid. It's a matter of how are we going to be doing the aid, and if it is effective, and if it is efficient, and if it achieves the goals that we want that make America safe, more prosperous.
Spokesperson Tammy Bruce. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Ithaca boys basketball team is preparing for the second round of the WIAA playoffs. They have a game at Highland on Friday night following a win against Cassville. I asked Coach Aaron Hipsch about Tuesday night's victory.
You know, the effort was certainly there. We just came out a little flat, and the execution and ball security wasn't there in the first half. But I'm super proud of the way that they responded. And, you know, if you can take something good out of it, it's the fact that we did have to battle back and deal with a little adversity, which, you know, can always be a good thing.
That's Aaron Hipsch. The Bulldogs play at Highland on Friday night. Also in basketball news, sophomore John Blackwell's double-double powered the Badgers to an important 74-67 win Wednesday night at Minnesota. Wisconsin is in a scramble for a top-four finish in the standings. That would mean a double bye in the conference tournament next week. Blackwell scored 25 points and grabbed 11 rebounds. Starter Max Klesmit missed a second straight game with a leg injury. The Badgers still need another win when Penn State visits the Kohl Center Saturday for the final game of the regular season. And kicker Mason Crosby will formally retire from the NFL as a Packer. A retirement press conference will be held at Lambeau Field Friday. Crosby had announced his plans last month. He steps aside as the Packers' all-time leader in games played, points scored, field goals, and extra points. He was also the NFL's top scorer over a 17-year period, ending in 2023. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Your forecast tonight is calling for lows in the mid-20s, west winds 5 to 10, and mostly cloudy. Friday, light snow in the morning, especially south, mixing with rain in the afternoon or by the evening. Trace accumulation possible, highs of 40, east winds 5 to 10. Friday night, lows of 20 with a few clouds. And Saturday, look for plenty of sun and highs in the mid-40s. It's a sunny 41 degrees and no precipitation. The barometer up to 30.1. East winds are at 10. Again, it's 41 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. Truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stuck in a towing camel. That's just how it is, but I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hit a towing camo, that's just how it is, but I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck in a towing camo. It's just how it is, but I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Yeah, that's right.
Think I'd pass. Can
here on WRCO Radio. We're about to hear from the Paul Harvey program, but also want to let you know that St. Luke Church in Plain will be serving a family-style fish fry on Friday. That'll be from 5 to 8, and carryouts will be available. But as I said, time for the Paul Harvey program today, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality and a passion for community. Creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Al was reared in Port Huron, Michigan. He was a year late entering grammar school because of a serious bout with scarlet fever. The school he eventually attended was administered and staffed by the Reverend G.B. Engel and his wife. It was a one-room schoolhouse, and within a week, Al had plummeted to the foot of the class. The other children called him a dunce. He asked peculiar questions, his teachers said. The rest of his time, Al seemed content to ignore everything that was going on around him and draw pictures at his desk. Of course, the boy himself claimed it was all Reverend Engel's fault. And then one day he overheard the Reverend make an unkind comment about him. Addled was the word he used. Well, Al marched home and told his mother he was never going back to school, not ever. So the following morning, Mom went to school and told everybody off and turned and left. After all, they practically characterized her son as ineducable, and it didn't occur to her that they may have been right. To the contrary, Al's mother, once a schoolteacher herself, was determined to prove them wrong. So, she would see to the boy's education from here on. And that is how Al, an 8-year-old grade school dropout, after only 3 months of school, would begin to learn at home. The front porch became his new classroom. Each morning after her housework was done, Mother would join Al on the porch, and the two would begin to explore a world of knowledge. Al was only 8, remember? But by the time he was 9, he had read Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, and Hume's History of England, and Sears' History of the World, and Burton's Anatomy of Melancholy, and the Dictionary of Sciences. And in 2 years more, the youngster was delving into the Bible and the plays of Shakespeare, as well as the fine points of American history and ancient Greek philosophy. And yes, he did seem to comprehend everything he studied. French author Victor Hugo became a hero. The science of chemistry particularly fascinated him. And behind it all was Al's mother, his true inspiration, really the only teacher he'd ever had. Now, on the 30th anniversary of his brief enrollment in formal grammar school, Al received this letter. Dear Sir, you will remember that some years ago you attended school under my direction in Port Huron. Your father, not being very flush with money, I did not urge him to pay the school bill, but now I am almost 77 years old and am on the retired clergy list, and as you now have a large income, I thought perhaps you would be glad to render me a little aid. Truly yours, the Reverend G.B. Engel. Well, Al responded with a check for $25. More than generous, he reasoned, for a schoolmaster who had taught him nothing at all. Whether or not Reverend Engel cashed that check, we'll never know. Surely that slip of paper would now be worth many times the amount inscribed, if only because it bears the signature of a man known in his boyhood as Al. Al the dunce. Al at the bottom of his class. Al the addled youngster with a mind only a mother could love. Thomas Alva Edison. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
There are There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry in to Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Luke Prona. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12 with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
WRCO 100.9.
The sun's gonna dance since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left,
That's all right, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you, and I got friends like that. Smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you, and I got friends like that.
Oh,
Cash. I love this life. Well, it's time for the 5 o'clock news, sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're at 40 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The markets hate messiness, and today's confusion on tariffs saw stocks drop across the board. AI and tech stocks, the biggest losers. The NASDAQ fell 2.6%, the S&P not far behind. President Trump pulled back on Mexican and Canadian tariffs for 1 month at least. Companies call it chaos. Consumers call it confidence shaking, wondering when to buy cars, even produce. What does the president say?
Nothing to do with the market. I'm not even looking at the market, because long term, the United States will be very strong with what's happening here.
A federal judge denying the request from USAID contractors to block the mass termination of their contracts, says the State Department.
It doesn't mean that we're not going to be doing foreign aid. It's a matter of how are we going to be doing the aid, and if it is effective, and if it is efficient, and if it achieves the goals that we want that make America safe, more prosperous.
Spokesperson Tammy Bruce. This is ABC News. Hoping for peace after 3 years.